It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey Chris, are you ready to celebrate? January is gone.
Oh, I know. Groundhog's Day just passed and Punxsutawney Phil didn't see his shadow. So it's like we got a new best friend.
We do. But what does all this mean? Because we really haven't had winter here. So I don't know. What does it mean? Is winter yet to come or is this what it is? I'm not sure.
Yeah, me either. You know, we've had some warm winters lately, and, you know, people all across the country have been sending questions in on through Twitter and Instagram and all the places that they contact us. And they're like, help, my roses are already leafing out. What do I do? And, you know, just for those of you listening at home, we don't do anything. We just allow Mother Nature to take her course. And when it's time to prune, in your normal time, just go ahead and prune. Mother Nature will take care of herself.
Absolutely. Around here, we're going to prune when the forsythia blooms. But I have a little bit of a story going on here. Last fall, I didn't get two of my big potted roses into the garage. Bad rose mama. And I apologized to them, and I've looked out there, and I continue to apologize to them. But this weekend, it was a beautiful spring-like day, and I went out and took a look. All of the canes are green. All of the canes are green. And I was sure any other winter, they would have been black. So that tells you how different this winter has been.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to spring. Whether it comes early or comes late, it always comes.
It does.
I'm always happy to see all of the roses begin to leaf out and then bud out and then bloom. And I'll tell you, some of the most prolific bloomers in my garden are from proven winners. And that's our guest today.
You know, I've got some beautiful proven winners too, several of them actually, but my favorite, and I think it's a favorite of yours too, and it's one of those roses that grows well up here in the Midwest, where it gets cold usually, and down there in the Deep South, and that's David Slezak's Petite Pink.
Oh, wow. Now you have what, a dozen or so of those?
At least eight.
Do you really?
I do. Well, I get one every time they're for sale.
that's a good thing. Anytime they go on sale, you grab them up. I've got three of Petite Pink, and I'll tell you, it puts on a big show in my garden every year. Another rose that has really garnered a lot of attention from proven winners in the last year or two is a rose called At Last. Now you're growing that too, aren't you?
I do. I have three or four of those, and it's a beautiful color, that peachy apricot color that's so popular today. And the big win there is that it's fragrant. You know, some of our modern shrubs are very beautiful, but not a lot of fragrance. So At Last is going to take care of both of those. It's got a full old-fashioned bloom and fragrance. So I think that is one that really is out of this world.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, it's a conversation starter in the garden anytime that rose is in bloom. Now, Teresa, you know I love to eat. I grew up in the Deep South around mamas and grandmas that just cooked all the time. And there are two proven winners roses that are named after food. One is cherry pie, and the other one is honey bun. And I'll tell you, I love the names because it's kind of a foodie thing. But I also love these roses. They are incredible.
Well, sticking with the sort of food theme, I have the rose smoothie. Do you have that one?
Oh, yes, I do. I've got a couple shrubs of that, actually.
Yeah, that's very pretty. It's a different looking rose, but it works so nice in a rose border. Really, really like that one. And another one that I have is Urban Legend. Now, it's sort of more of a ground cover rose here, but it's a beautiful deep red, more burgundy, and it has a beautiful yellow center. And it truly is about as disease resistant as roses come. So another nice.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think a lot of times people don't even think about roses as being good ground cover. But that, roses mm-hmm. like that one certainly fit the bill. And I can't wait to hear what our guest has to say today about the new roses from Proven Winners.
Well, Natalie's got a lot to tell us about these 2020 beauties. And it's time for Rose Chat. Hey, Natalie, welcome to Rose Chat.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, Natalie, I'm excited to talk about all the beautiful new varieties coming out and all of that. But first, I'd like for you to share a bit of your gardening story. Now, your bio says something that caught my attention, that you are rooted in horticulture. So that sounds interesting to me.
I am. My life path has really always, I think, led to horticulture. Always maybe led to this journey that right now has taken me to being a marketing and public relations director or specialist for Proven Winners Color Choice. And I started out actually when I was 6 years old. I live in mid-Michigan. And when I was 6 years old, my family moved from a subdivision to this farmhouse out in the country in mid-Michigan. And in the side yard was this huge, beautiful glass greenhouse. And what does a person do when they have a glass greenhouse in the side yard? Well, they start a bedding plant company. So my mother started growing bedding plants, and we sold them in front of the house. And in the summertime, we sold annuals. And that quickly turned into a flower shop attached to our house. And I worked in the flower shop, and I learned how to design flowers alongside my mother. And then that flower shop moved to a flower shop right in the middle of our small town. So we've always had horticultural and flower design built into our lives. And now my path has taken me more into to shrubs and plants and perennials, and my whole front yard is a garden. And my mother still is a floral designer. She actually has a business that she calls Alice's Christmas Elves. She likes to say she is career building at age 80. She's got a full crew of people, and she does large scale holiday, actually full season design now, across the country, mostly in mid-Michigan or in, you know, the Michigan area, but she travels anywhere to do floral design. She's done the Christmas tree at Ford Field for the Detroit Lions. She does Meadowbrook Hall, which is a big mansion here, and downtown Christmas design. So she's got a staff of elves, and I hope to have the energy she has when I'm 80 and still in the horticulture industry.
Don't we all? So impressive. I'm a former florist, so I know that even though that's beautiful work, that's hard work.
It is. It is. But she loves it, and she's got the never-ending energy for it. And really, I think anybody that loves gardening or loves floral design has a lot of energy, because it takes a lot of energy, but you get a lot out of it.
You sure do. Well, thanks for sharing that. Now, let's move on to what's new with Proven Winners.
Sure. So I work for Proven Winners Color Choice. Spring Meadow Nursery is the name on the building where I go to work every day. But we are the exclusive grower of the Color Choice, the Proven Winners Color Choice brand of shrubs. And within those shrubs is our line of roses. So, of course, what we're going to talk today about is roses and some of the new varieties, some trends, and so really some of my favorite roses that we have in our stock of roses. And I think we're going to do a giveaway today as well, right?
Yes, we are. We sure are.
Okay. I'll talk about the new roses first.
Okay.
So a couple of the new roses that we have coming to garden centers for 2020 are, one is called Ringo Rose. So this is a rose that was bred by Chris Warner. It came to us already with 6 International Rose Awards under its belt. So it's a proven winner, as we like to say. But it also passed all the tests that we want roses to pass when we put something into our collection, meaning it's proven to be mildew resistant, black spot resistant. So it's highly disease resistant. It has a beautiful round habit. And of course, it's very, very floriferous. So this is a gorgeous plant with bicolored blooms that start out like a banana yellow with a red center, and they transition from that yellow to a light pink and then finally, or to a light yellow and then finally to white with a light pink center. So when these flowers are all blooming on this one rose shrub, it looks like there's 3 different colors of flowers all on one plant. So it's pretty spectacular to behold. We actually also have another member of this series that's going to be in garden centers in 2021, and that will have like a melon orange bloom with a cherry red eye. So we'll have Ringo Rose up, and then its brand new sister or brother, or however you want to look at it, coming in 2021. And this is a medium-sized rose bush, 3 to 4 feet tall and wide, and hardy in zones 4 through 8.
Now, from the picture that I see, it looks like an open bloom, so that would be good for our pollinators.
Yes, that's a nice single bloom. So it opens nice and flat. Pollinators love it.
Mm-hmm. And these open bloom roses are getting more and more popular, I've noticed, and I have several and love them.
Yeah, they are. And I think because people are more aware now that we need to provide plants in our garden that will attract pollinators. And roses are a great one for that. And having, you know, that wide open available center is just perfect for pollinators.
I agree. So what's next?
The next rose is part of our Oh So Easy series. So we have 10 varieties in our Oh So Easy rose series. And those are roses that we've bred. We actually, when we breed roses, we do everything that you don't want to have happen to a rose to make sure that they're disease resistant. So we cram them all into a greenhouse so that they're crammed up next to each other. We overhead water them. We let them get nice and wet, and we let them just sit there. And then we throw away all the ones that don't perform well. And then we take the ones that can perform under those circumstances, and we breed them and breed them and breed them. And that's how we end up getting these Oh So Easy roses, because we know they're going to be easy for consumers to grow. We know they're going to be maintenance free and trouble free in their garden. And this Oh So Easy Peasy is our newest variety. This is bred by David Zlizak, who's a fabulous rose breeder. It was honored in 2017 with the American Rose Society Award of Excellence in the no spray division, meaning we didn't use any in that particular rose trial. They didn't use any kind of pesticides or anything. They just watched it do its natural thing. And this rose is so fabulous. It has these very petite little full roses covering the entire shrub. So we call it dragon fruit colored. It's really kind of a deep pink colored bloom. And the bloom, if I had to say, just it's probably each bloom is the size of a nickel as far as the diameter. So they're very, very petite roses, petite foliage, but it's still a 2.5 to 3.5 foot tall and wide shrub, hardy to USDA zone 4 and 9, and once again, just covered from blooms from spring all the way to fall.
Well, first of all, David Slezak and his roses are great crowd pleasers around here. So that's big winner number one. And we love the picture so much. It was just, you know, it just shows this blooming machine, this pink blooming machine, that we included it in our rose sale that our Rose Society is going to do this year. So very pretty. It just looks outstanding. And all the things that you do to it, let me just say we appreciate that. So we don't have to go through all of that. So, then you.
Yeah, David breeds is just no end to breeding roses that are just absolutely high quality and beautiful to have in your garden. Okay. So those are the 2 brand new roses that we have coming out. And I know you asked me to talk a little bit about trends, and we've already talked about roses being low maintenance. And that is, I think, a trend in our gardening in general is people, they love to have a garden, but people have busier and busier lives and they want to have plants in their gardens that are going to be low maintenance. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think the Oh So Easy roses really, really come in handy, because they will just, they're a nonstop blooming machine. Most of these roses that we sell, they don't need to be deadheaded. They'll just keep blooming on their own. They have a nice full habit. Their foliage stays on all summer long. You don't have to worry about them dropping all their leaves. And one of my favorite is Oh So Easy Double Red. Now, that's our rose of the year. But I was particularly impressed this summer when I took a few of the, we had some roses that I knew we weren't going to be using for another application. And I had a friend that was opening up an art center, and she was looking for some shrubs to put next to the building of this art center. So I gave her a few of these Oh So Easy roses in a 1 gallon size. They were maybe a foot tall. She put them next to that art center. By October, it was in June when she planted them. By October, they were 3 feet tall, and it was cold outside, and they were still blooming. And I gave you a picture of this rose plant, and it is blooming, I swear, in October.
And in Michigan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was chilly. So this rose gets to be
great.
Yeah. It's a beautiful rose. It's a very full rose. So it's got that kind of, we have some consumer advertising coming out where we call it thoroughbred, because it looks almost like that spray of roses that you would put over the horse's neck in the Kentucky Derby. That's the big full look that these blooms each have. So this shrub gets to be 3 to 4 feet tall and wide, and it's hardy in zones 4 to 9. So it's a beautiful red rose. If you like a red rose, this is a beautiful color. All right. And then another trend, if we're still on trends here, are cold hardy roses. So a lot of people can grow roses where it's nice and warm, but we also like to have roses available for people that live in colder regions, from Michigan and all the way up into Canada. So we have a few roses that are cold hardy down to zone 3. And one of them in our Oh So Easy line is Oh So Easy Paprika and Oh So Easy Hot Paprika. So paprika is like a light orange color. Hot paprika is a little richer of an orange color. They kind of have the color around the outside, and then they'll have a little bit of a yellow eye in the center. These are two beautiful members of the Oh So Easy series. And they just are super, super cold hardy. They just have this wide range of hardiness. And once again, makes them a great low maintenance choice as well.
The color, the picture that you sent me, the colors are just beautiful. And those colors are quite popular right now. You know, we're seeing apricots and yellows and oranges, and people are really enjoying those.
Yeah, they are. It's a beautiful color. And I also, in the picture I sent you, I showed it in a pot, because this particular rose only gets 1 to 2 feet tall and wide. So it's a petite habit. And a lot of times people might say, well, I don't have enough sun to grow a rose. But, you know, they shouldn't forget that you can grow a shrub rose in a pot, and you can even overwinter it in a pot, as long as, you know, you're keeping in mind that, you know, you have a rose that's a couple of zones hardier than where you live. If you're going to keep it in a pot, make sure your pot is weatherproof, and that you're giving it a little bit of water throughout the winter. Because even though it's winter, they still need water, especially if you're putting it in a shed or a garage to overwinter it.
Absolutely. But, you know, we're talking about trends, and another trend is smaller gardens or small and garden spaces. You know, they say the millennials don't have all the space that the baby boomers once have, and the baby boomers are moving to smaller spaces. So we have patios and window boxes and hanging baskets and decks that are becoming gardens. And so this would just be perfect for that.
Yeah, roses are a great choice for that. I mean, we also have people that are buying bigger homes with smaller lots, or people that have an established garden and they want to tuck something into that. And these small, you know, 1 to 2 foot roses are a beautiful choice for that. Okay. The next rose trend I wanted to talk about is fragrance, because I hate to let a rose conversation go by without talking about our fragrant rose, At Last. So we introduced At Last a couple of years ago. This past year in 2019, it was our Rose of the Year. It's a Colin Horner rose. It reaches heights of 3 to 4 feet, and it's hardy in zones 5 through 9. So for those that want the colder rose, this might not be perfect for you, but if you want a shrub rose with all of the low maintenance of a shrub rose, but all of the scent of a hybrid tea rose, this is the rose for you. And we talked about that trend of people loving those apricot colored blooms. This rose has the most beautiful full apricot blooms. When they're done blooming, it's self-cleaning, the petals just fall to the ground, and it just keeps on blooming. I watched this rose out in front of our offices, and it would bloom, take a little short rest, and then start blooming again. So it truly bloomed from spring all the way to fall. And when you walk by a row of those, it is absolutely heavenly smelling.
Well, I can definitely endorse that. I grow several of these, and they're very near my patio because they're fragrant, and they are delightful. And when those petals fall, they're absolutely beautiful on the ground as well. I find myself taking pictures of the ground around them. But it is a very pretty color. It is a nice round shrub, and I'm born 5B, and this will be third year for it. So it came back strong last year. I expect it to this year. We actually had so far a warm winter, so that goes with it doesn't always happen, but it seems like it's right. Going to happen here. So anyway, I think this one is just wonderful. I love the form. It's got that full, almost old-fashioned form, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, and I think of the song by Etta James. I think she would be very pleased that this rose.
You can't have to think about that, can you? I would scare anybody from my singing, but yes.
You just want to break out in song.
You do.
But it's so nice to have a beautiful shrub rose that has fragrance. You know, not all of them do, and they're beautiful in their own right and have their own place. But it is so nice when you have visitors to the garden and you know what they're going to do. They're going to put their nose to the rose and they're going to get to enjoy it.
yep. And so that's a wonderful fragrant choice in a shrub rose. I showed this at a convention just yesterday, and people were like, "This is a shrub rose?" They couldn't believe it. So I know we're running short on time. And you wanted to also talk about companion plants as well, right?
I do. And you've got some beautiful ones. So let's take a little time and talk about them.
Okay. For me, companions, especially to roses, are always things that have interesting foliage, because the roses are really such a great show on their own. So I love to choose companion plants that have really great foliage. And one is Lemony Lace Elderberry. And this is a cut leaf selection of Sambucus racemosa. So I won't go into all the depth about Sambucus and the different types. All you need to know is it has bright golden foliage that's really, really dissected. So it's got a really lacy look, and it just is glows in the garden. It's a nice size that you could plant, behind a spray of roses. 3 to 5 feet tall and wide. It's super hardy, USDA zones 3 to 7, and it is a absolutely gorgeous foliage plant.
Very pretty. The picture is just lovely.
Yeah, and another foliage plant, I don't want to run out of time, so I'm going to zoom through them here. I've got two ninebarks that I wanted to talk about as far as if you wanted to also pair up your roses with foliage. And they're both actually compact ninebarks, because a lot of times people are hesitant to put a ninebark in their garden because they know that it's going to be this huge monster of a shrub that's draping over the top of everything. But Tiny Wine and Tiny Wine Gold are both small and have an upright habit. So their branches stay upright. Tiny Wine Ninebark has deep maroon foliage. Tiny Wine Gold has gold foliage. They're super hardy, USDA zones 3 to 7. And they get to be about 3 to 5 feet tall and wide. So they're a great compact size. They have a great habit to pair alongside your roses. And again, just a great complement to your rose display.
I have those huge, I have three of those huge nine barks. They're very much foundational plants. I love them. But thinking about having something tiny with that same beautiful form and shape is very important to me.
Yeah, and they still have that really pretty pink spring flower. So you still get that, but you get it in a manageable size.
Nice.
And then finally, the last plant I wanted to talk about was Caryopteris, because I'm a big bluebeard fan. And the reason I love it is you can either go with something like Sunshine Blue that has that great golden foliage, or Little Miss Sunshine, which is a smaller version, but it has that late blooming blue flower. So you can pair it with all of the warm colors of your roses, and you get that late summer blue flower, which I think is always a treat at the end of the summer when things are getting on. Some of your, garden is starting to get a little tired, and then all of a sudden you get this beautiful blue flower, and Sunshine Blue 2 and Little Miss Sunshine also have that great chartreuse foliage.
You're definitely speaking to me on this one, because I think this would be perfect with At Last. And I'm going to be looking for those, because they'll be perfect companions to go around where I have the At Last roses.
Yeah, they are beautiful. I love bluebeard. And I think blue in a garden is always just a great complement to your other colors.
It there sure is. Well, I've certainly learned a lot. I think this one's going to cost me. I've made some notes here that I think I'm going to have, but that just goes with the territory of listening to all these beautiful things. And Natalie, thanks so much for joining us.
You are welcome.
It's so great to have firsthand information about all these beauties. And today was one of the darkest days on record. So getting to think spring for a little while is a huge bonus.
It is. It is. It's always fun to look at and talk about flowers and plan for spring.
Yes, absolutely. Well, friends, we do have a giveaway. So to be a contender for these gifts, simply share our Facebook post announcing Natalie's podcast, and you'll be eligible to win 4 quart-size Oh So Easy roses, and we'll choose 2 lucky winners. So be looking for that. And that's all we have time for today, but we'll chat again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Soon. Bye-bye.
Well, friends, we've certainly learned a lot today about proven winners and all the beautiful things that we have to look forward to this year. And you can find all of those things at provenwinners.com. So take a look. There's so many beautiful roses and other things as well that can complement your garden.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have today for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. And we thank you for joining us. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com, or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.